I love that Buck Swope.
Buck Swope's an interesting cat.
This is as creepy a guy as you'll ever encounter.
That's right, Buck Swope.
Buck Swope, who Doug really is not comfortable with Buck Swope.
Kind of a shutter spook.
Swope's one of the best in the business, for my money.
Buck Swope?
Buck Swope asked Doug his preference on shrubs.
Ah! I may sue Buck Swope.
Buck Swope is struck.
I'm pretty high on Swope. If we need an old audio clip, Swope's going to have it.
Why?
I don't know. I just know he does. The wonderful Buck Swope. You know Buck Swope?
Well, yeah. Seem to have kind of an issue with Buck Swope.
Right. It always goes back to Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Mr. Buck T. Swope.
What's up, kids? You're listening to Swope's Picks, Episode 7. A look back at the 590 the man, 1380 the woman press conference. Later on, we're going to be joined by the great Iggy to talk it over. But right now, we're going to flash back to March 2013.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Doug, you said you wanted out of the business. So.
Looks like we're getting there, yeah.
You know, Doug, you wanted out of the business, and yeah. So you're gonna get it, I guess?
I guess we're being ushered out, yeah.
For those of you not familiar, I just am going to read it because I don't know how else to handle it. From the words of one Daniel P. Caesar. I just make up
P?
Names.
You
I usually
know
go
that.
With P or T. Yeah. All sports radio on the AM dial, which has been an uninterrupted fixture in the St. Louis media landscape since April 1993, apparently, will barely reach its 20th anniversary. Grand Slam Sports, which owns the two AM stations broadcasting in the format KFNS and KXFN, plans to switch formats. And I'm just reading from the story here.
Sure you
copy.
Are.
That's
what
copy.
You're doing, yeah.
New Grand Slam president Dan Marshall said KFNS is to become known as The Man, and KXFN is being rebranded as The Woman. The target date for the switches is May 1st, although it might take longer because of existing contracts. Marshall said the only host he is sure will remain from the two outlets is Frank Cusimano, who is on 590 from 10 a.m. to noon. Everything else will be determined, but there will be multiple holdovers. Some other people will be back, though possibly in different or less prominent roles. The most high-profile move could be the removal of the KFNS Morning Drive Time show featuring Tim McKernan, Jim Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. That program certainly has many elements of man talk, but also has a significant amount of sports. It's the first time in 10 years since Dan has written about the show that he acknowledged that we actually talk sports. He usually talks about it. When he called me the other night, I said, you know, you call us bawdy and raunchy, and I appreciate it because it makes it selling advertising in the very progressive market of St. Louis very easy to do. But I said, if you ever listen to the show, and I know you don't, but if you ever did listen to the show, you would hear that we do talk sports. But
it's bawdy.
It is bawdy, of
raunchy.
Course. Let's see. The morning and afternoon shows will be entertaining guy talk, said Marshall, adding that listeners can tune into Howard Stern on Monday morning. And I, of course, am already doing that to try and put our show together and rip off what Stern is doing.
Correct.
To get our first big announcement, the person who's coming to Morning Drive will announce it there. That is expected to be Bubba the Love Sponge, whose given name is Todd Allen Clem, a Stern protege who conducts a racy syndicated show that could bump McKernan and company. McKernan's show is the property of Inside STL Enterprises, LLC, not Grand Slam. McKernan owns Inside STL and is not sitting idly. Doug, I said, quote...
Now, this is not Caesar. This is
me. I'm quoting myself.
All right,
this is the ultimate form of narcissism,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, I think so.
We really enjoy working at KFNS, and we'd be happy to keep doing the show there for years to come, but we're also interested in continuing to grow our business, and so over the last few months... we've begun the process of looking for a radio station to buy. With the combination of our show, InsideSTL.com, and the other personalities who have already expressed interest in joining us, we have investors who are intrigued by the possibility of starting up a new station. So that's it, because I know not everybody gets up in the morning and reads the paper, but I know a lot of people because of my Facebook page and Twitter, and I haven't even looked at our texts yet, you know, our... interested in this, I guess is the way I will put it. And it's an awkward situation. I think it was when you asked Ted Danson about his relationship with Whoopi Goldberg on the program.
That was awkward,
and he said, yeah, that's an awkward conversation. I really don't know how to handle it because I don't know what to say. As I wrote yesterday on InsideSTL.com, you know, I knew that this was coming for a couple of weeks, but you had to, I mean, we just had to, you know, I don't know, do the show and not discuss it. But when Dan Caesar called me, I knew that it was going to go public because Dan had you know, somehow found out about it. And we have been able to operate inside STL and my investors in pursuing purchasing a new station, you know, going back to May, actually. And that, you know, that's what was going on our end, and that is what is continuing going on our end. And, you know, I'm flattered that there are people who have money in St. Louis who are interested in putting that money behind this show and InsideSTL.com, and as I mentioned, some of the other personalities who expressed interest in joining us. And if that comes to fruition, great. But we want to make it clear that we are very happy for the new management here at KFNS, and I know the audience will enjoy listening to Bubba the Love Sponge, if in fact, as according to Dan Caesar, that is the case. But I'm just reading copy. I don't want to, you know, steal the thunder, because I'm sure Howard Stern's going to spend a good amount of time on that on Monday morning, and I will be listening. Because again, I got to rip off Stern and then bring it to this program. So I might, I might announce Bubba the Love Sponge is coming on just because Stern's doing it. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan. Doug, it's soon to be 590 The Man, though.
Yeah.
And St. Louisans are buzzing about it.
I think so.
We wish Bubba the Love Sponge the best. And the new management at 590 The Man and 1380
script.
The Woman.
You're reading the script.
The absolute best.
Airways
this isn't
right
a sports
now?
Talk station anymore.
Oh.
See?
What are we?
Man talk.
Oh. Yeah, Doug.
All right. Okay, well, then it makes perfect
590
sense.
590 The Man and 1380 The Woman.
Now, what are your
now, I understand. I understand there's a press conference tomorrow.
9:30, Tim.
At 9:30, and I hope that we can air the press conference. Live on the program. That's
and where is like the press conference going to be held?
Joe, you know, you're the one that told me about this. Joe.
I can read from the press conference notes that says it's taking place here at 590 The Fan.
All right.
Or 8045 Big Ben Boulevard.
What, do you want people to stop by?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's just the address.
Is it open to the public?
Must I don't be open know, but to I the think press. It would be good here at the station to carry the press conference. I'm sure the listeners would like to hear.
It's going to take place in Suite 200 at 9:30.
Stedman, why do you have your head in your hands?
So, we're on the air.
Right.
And it's a press conference to announce the fact that we may not be on the air. And then we're going to carry it.
Right.
Well, I don't know if we're carrying it or not.
Well, I
we
would
should
like to.
Carry it.
I would like to. I think the listeners would really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't
this
we
carry exciting.
It?
It's newsy.
I told Iggy and Sack, I told them this last week. I said, listen, there are things going on. And this was before things were announced. But I knew things were going on. So I said, just we're gonna hold our pattern right now until things are taken care of. You know?
We're holding our pattern.
Until things are taken care of.
Okay.
Getting text, people want to know if there are tickets available for the press conference. It's a press conference.
We can sell tickets.
I guess,
let's make a buck off it.
I hope they wouldn't mind if we did sell tickets. We will be carrying the press conference live. This is. I don't think you'll be able to hear this on any other station. So this is an exclusive here to 590 The Fan.
No other stations are carrying it. I
don't know. I don't know. I know you can hear it here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. It is a press conference with Dan Marshall, who is the new president of Grand Slam Sports. And he is going to be announcing the lineups on 590 The Man. Uh-huh. And 1380 The Woman. So this gotcha. Is taking place live. There is a press conference set up with rows of chairs just right outside our studio.
Uh-huh.
And a table with microphones.
There might be snacks later.
There may be snacks. I don't know that. I don't want to say something that I'm not certain of. But this is coming up at 9:30. And you, the listener, will be able to hear the new lineups on 590 The Man and 1380 The Woman right here on our program at 9:30, Doug. So
this
that is
exciting.
This
is
exciting.
Is.
Yeah. Now, this is exciting. I know a lot of people are excited about Bubba the Love Sponge, and a lot of people are excited about 590 The Man and 1380 The Woman, and you are going to hear the details of the changes in the shift to the new format that has a lot of people in St. Louis talking. You're going to hear the exact plans coming up at 9:30 right here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, the press conference carried live here.
About to start here. The cat, who do we have here? Dan, have you seen Dan Caesar?
So the cat's going to give us a report?
No.
It looks like a lot. Are they going to cue you when it's time? Like, how does this work?
We've got to take a break because we've got spots.
Take a break? Okay. All right. So, everybody, stick around. The big announcement is coming up here on the other side of the commercial break. 590 the man, 1380 the woman. The logos, we will tweet those out as soon as we're cleared to do so. And then also the announcement of the show lineups. They're coming up on both stations on the other side of the commercial break. Press conference is coming up right here on 590. The Fan KFNS.
We're good to go. Okay, thank you everybody for coming today. It's an exciting day. Thank you for coming out here to our studios. My name's Todd Robbins. I'm the lead investor for Grand Slam Sports LLC. On behalf of the Grand Slam Sports investment team, comprised of myself, Jeff Smith, Lucy Mitchell, Colonel Retired Robert Johnson, Lieutenant Colonel Retired Bill Howard, Orlando Pace, Dr. Rick Lehman, I don't miss anybody, Dan McLaughlin, Roland Williams, as well as Ms. Gessling, we'd like to thank you for coming and sharing this exciting news. First off, before we go any further, I'd like to thank Ms. Katie Pavlonis for the last 15 months. We brought her in here to be our sales manager. And she was quickly thrust into a general management position where you had that powerful group, investment group, breathing down her neck to try to keep this ship afloat. And we can't thank her for her dedication and her personal sacrifice for everything that she's done to make it to where we are today. And we're very excited that she's going to remain on with us as our sales manager, going back to what she does best. And so we're excited to see what she can do for us because we put her in some tough spots. So thank you, Katie, right off. I'd like to address many of the rumors in the media that the investment group was out seeking to sell the stations, looking for management agreements, and sort of in a fire sale. Well, it's not true. This group, investment group, believes in this product. We're dedicated to this product. And we were entertaining a lot of sales offers. We were entertaining a lot of management agreement offers. And quite frankly, turned a lot of them down. Turned all of them down until we had this gentleman to my left walk through the door and said, hey, I have an idea. Different and exciting and exhilarating to all of us. Basically, as our good friend Mr. Dan Caesar has coined it, the Marshall Plan. And we sat and discussed it amongst our executive committee, and we just thought it was an absolute right time to make a big change here, not only in St. Louis, but potentially changes across the media marketplace with 590 the man, 1380 the woman. We know that this Marshall Plan is getting some play, and so we might as well play on it a little bit, but of course the Marshall Plan technically was the European Recovery Program of 1948. It's after World War II, you know, the goals of the United States were to rebuild a devastated region, remove trade barriers, modernize industry, and make Europe prosperous again. Well, Dan came into us with the Dan Marshall Plan, and he set similar goals for Grand Slam Sports. Rebuild and rejuvenate our stations devastated by former regimes. Re-energize our sales, modernize our format for today's listeners, and to make 590 the man and 1380 the woman not only prosperous, but programming sought out by the masses. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dan Marshall, not only as our president, responsible for day-to-day operations, programming, formatting, the whole deal, but as well as welcoming him to the investment team. And we're excited about what the future has. And so we welcome not only you, but your family to this great organization.
Thank you very much, Todd. don't know what to say except for I'm very humbled and honored to basically for you to give me the reins to this ship. The stations, the ideas that we have are going to be very successful. And the first thing is that when we talked about it, the woman station was just something that hit me like a bolt of lightning. You know, women control 70% of the purchasing power in the United States. And there is not a woman talk radio station in the United States that is run by women, women on the air that talk about women issues to women. I'm so excited about this station. Our advertising partners are thrilled about this station. So it's a great way to basically reach women audience, and it's going to be very, very powerful. We have a great, exciting lineup. Of course, we're putting it together still, like everything else, but we do have some commitments, and the show lineups are going to be just fantastic. But enough about the women, but we always want to give the women the first thing. The man station, we're very excited about this also, because one of the things men listen to more than just sports, okay? Sports is a part of it, but my theory is that men want to talk about what I call man talk or whatever, other issues besides just sports. Now, will sports be a part of it? Of course, men are always going to be talking about sports, hockey, baseball. I'm a sports freak myself, so we will be talking about sports still on the station, but it will incorporate other things also. And one of the things that I want to talk about right now is I want to jump back to the women's station. When I talk about it being run by women and all that kind of stuff, I want to introduce someone to the team. Robin Jackson is going to be the general manager, vice president general manager of 1380 The Woman. She's the one sitting right here to the left of me. And Robin has such an extensive history in the industry. And when I was thinking the whole time about who could I turn over the reins to this woman station, who do I want? And it just kept popping in my mind, Robin Jackson. And it just, like, every time I thought, Robin Jackson, she's perfect. My challenge was to get her to come out of the semi-retirement business and actually come back to work. So I called her and I said, Robin, you ready to come back to work? And I mean, really work? And then she's like, what is it, Dan? I was like, I want to launch the first woman radio station. And she's like, okay. So that's how it all happened. It was very interesting, and she's very excited to do it. And I know you're going to kill it, Forrest. Next, what I'd like to do now is talk a little bit about the man station. And we have a few announcements for the man station. I've been extensive in talks for at least 2 to 3 months trying to put together who could I find in St. Louis market that could move and make and put on a fantastic radio show for the afternoon drive time. And a couple names just kept, again, popping in my head that I've dealt with in the past that I know, and I know that can do a great radio show. It's the first time we're combining them together in St. Louis radio. So it's going to be, I'm proud to announce the Smash and Twist show is going to be on from 3 to 6 on The Man. And I just want to get some comments and introduce them. And Twist, if you want to say anything.
On behalf of myself and Smash, I'd like to thank Dan, Todd, also, and the investment group for entrusting us to take your 3 to 6. Entrusting is a very large word, I'm sure. The visions that I have, and Smash also, the man show. What do men do? Well, that's a big question. I think we're going to bring to the table an opportunity for St. Louis to have two individuals who have, over the course of our years, built a great fan base. And that fan base is built upon not only what we've done in the community, but what we've done outside of the community, what we've built here in St. Louis. And we're going to bring the manly point of view. What is a man? Well, an interesting, the male gender, an interesting species in the human form. I think if said that very complex or simple, depending on who you speak to, I think we're going to be able to bring to the table some of those complexities and bring to the table some of the simplicities and do it with some enthusiasm, some energy, some excitement, and some edge, some spice, and some class. And I think with that said, to catapult off of what Dan was just saying, what is the man station going to be? It's going to be about men, about measuring, but it's going to be about sports, but it's be much more than that. Now, of course, we all know what men do and how they do it. We know what measuring is. It's got many different connotations to it, and sports speaks alone by itself. I think that between myself and Smash, we're going to bring in all that together. I think we have the ability to bring not only a very strong, manly point of view, do it some edge, and I mean some right dipping our toes in the water, but not getting too far in, and keeping our listeners engaged, doing right by our investors and the ownership group and the people who sponsor our shows, and do it with some enthusiasm. And I think because of what Smash and I bring to the table here in St. Louis, an opportunity for us to build here in St. Louis and expand somewhere else, because not only what we're capable of, what we've done here, but to take it somewhere else because of our personalities, the enthusiasm, and the backing that we have here with 590.
We are so pleased. I am so pleased. One of my favorite people, he never knew it till I met him the other day, but one of my favorite people in St. Louis that I just had a pleasure to meet, actually for the first time, is going to be the 6 to 8 hour show following this to keep the day part moving. And one of the things I told this person is, of course, the great Jack Clark from 6 to 8 is going to be Jack the Ripper show. And I'm just so excited. The station's so excited to have him a part of it. And then Jack actually stepped up to the plate and said to me, he says, "Hey, you know, I'll do your post game show for you." I'm like, "Really?" I said, "You know, I was like, I didn't even really, think that to ask him, because I'm like just so honored that he wants to do a show for us." But he's been a great partner to the station over the years, and I just think he's really bought in to help the station, and we're just excited as can be to have him part of it, because Jack is what I call the man's man. And what I mean by that is, I told him, I said, "Just do your show, Jack. Just be you. That's what I want out of you." So anyway, no further ado, I want to introduce Jack Clark for the Jack Clark Show. We're excited as heck to have him.
Well, thanks, Dan, and congratulations to you. Congratulations to, I'm excited to be part of this group up here. Before we start, though, I'd like to, again, when you start, thank Katie Pavlonis and
yes,
her staff, everybody here, for the job over the last, I'll tell you what, that's been a handful, you know, trying, and we've all worked, you know, individually and collectively, and
yes,
stood on our own 2 feet, you know, trying to help out this station to get to this point. So we're excited to have you, Dan, on board now and take us to that next level. I'm excited to take my show to another level now. Like I said, I've been here for, you know, over a year now, and become friends with a lot of people. Obviously, a lot of people in St. Louis here remember guys like Tony and myself and Smash, you know, for being local guys, first of all, and, you know, things that we've accomplished. This is a show-me state, and I think we've, you know, showed a lot over the years, you know,
I
as far
agree.
As, you know, the kind of people we are, the kind of men we are, as far as we'll speak our mind, even against our own peers a lot of times, it pisses them off, and too bad, you know? I mean, because
that's what I love about it.
It's real, and I think enough of the kind of holding everybody's hand, and it's time to just kind of lay it out there on the line. I like the opportunity to talk sports. You know, obviously, I love the Cardinals, love the Blues, love the Rams, you know, the Mizzou, everything that's going on with SLU basketball. Congratulations to all of them. And so we have opportunity to talk about that. But with Cardinal baseball right around the corner, it's going to be an interesting year. And being able to talk a little bit about that pregame, people going to the ballpark and being part of that, and then also you know, post-game, what's going on after that. And we'll be downtown a lot, you know, with
yes,
you and with your RV. They'll be down there, parked somewhere on the streets, and we'll be down there part of that. So, you know, I'm just looking for the opportunity
with
to
our,
talk to that.
You
know. Yeah, and also, and like these guys were saying, you know, 6 to 8, the game's going to be started. But I have an opportunity now to talk a little bit about things in my life. From, we were talking a little bit, you know, motorcycles, motorcycle accident, how it affected my life, fun that we've had, drag racing, fishing, you know, Hall of Famers from all different sports, and not just asking about something about baseball, about something other that and women also, as far as in sports, it's not just, and last year, you know, I had a number of women on our show, from Shirley Chacho Maldani to John Force's daughter, who climbed into that Traxxas Top Fuel Funny Car, you know, going 330 miles an hour, a 19-year-old has never gone, you know, just barely got her license, you know, so you know, just kind of, I'm involved with Gateway Motorsports Park, and hopefully some, we're going to be involved with the new go-kart track that's out there as our title sponsor. So just looking forward to the opportunity to be part for everybody in here. I'm just glad finally, I feel like I'm home. I feel like I have a home. I've been wanting to have a home and a place to call home. You know, I've been jumping around for years from TV to different stations. There's deals, there's no deals. They can afford it, they can't. You know, and I finally feel like, you know, I'm someplace that I can, you know, lay my head at night and be excited. I was very excited about the show that we were doing. And, you know, I'm going to get back started with that today, you know, from 4 to 6 until May 1st till we get started. And I'm excited about the new opportunities. And it should be exciting. There's a lot of information that I've held in over the years, even though I'm pretty outspoken. And I can't wait to let some folks hear about some of the goods that I've been holding in, man.
That's fantastic. We can't wait to hear it. Also, I want to announce, of course, Frank Cusimano, the hallmark of St. Louis sports stuff, radio, TV, everything. He's going to be kept on. And Frank, you want to come up here and talk for a little bit about your show? And Frank, of course, will be kept on here, and he's going to continue his show. So if you want to just say a few words about the excitement of being in part of the station.
Well, I'm just real excited to... They can't really get me out of here. I've been here for 20 years and hope to be here for another 20 more years. You know, I appreciate Katie for keeping this thing together. And, you know, now that with Dan and our great ownership group, you know, we think we can go to the next level. We have star quality and our three men right here. And I know we have talent here. We just got to sell the hell out of the product and work like a dog to make it the best product possible. I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Frank. And I want to thank personally Katie. She has helped me so much on just getting this up and getting me up to speed and telling me what's been going on, blah, blah, blah. Like I told her, I said, I'm going to lean on you a lot, Katie. It's, you know, you're my right-hand man. We got a woman. We got to make this work. Right-hand woman, not man. But we got to make this work together. It's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. She's ready to go. She's very excited about actually getting the sales team and getting the numbers and all that stuff and getting work and doing that. And like I told her, I said, I'm very excited about it. I love sales. I'll be going out on calls with them, you know, talking to the future partners, our advertising partners. We've heard, you know, we haven't even announced anything about the woman format or anything like that. And we have had such a positive response from our advertising partners already. People wanting to get involved with that station, wanting to get involved with it. The man, we've had nothing but positive feedback from our sales staff talking to our clients. This is really just starting. It's going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, but I believe we have the staff, we have the talent now to put the content out there, and we are going to be very, very successful. That's all I can say.
No, I'd like one more time just to welcome everyone, yes, that all the new people that we have coming in, and yes, I know that there's been some announcements with our morning show and some, yep, changes that we haven't talked about, but if you can see the enthusiasm, I think that's been missing here for a long time. I think missing in the radio business as well. This is different. This is new. This is change. Change is hard. Change is difficult. But the majority of time, the opposite side of change is a golden goose. And I think as long as we stay focused with where we're at and continue to go for that common goal of success and being back and branded that this is the station that people turn to. They turn to 590, they turn to 1380. And that is what we want. I think we've weared away from that a little bit, and we got to get back there. When they see the big old RV downtown, they're going to know who 590 the man is. They're going to know 1380 the woman, and they're going to know everyone involved with it. And I truly believe that we've said it numerous times, but the people that have hung with this organization over the last 15 months, you know, Mike Calvin and Scott and Brendan and all the people behind the scenes that you just don't see every day. We as an investment group can't thank you enough for everything you've done and the personal sacrifices that these people have made. I mean, they have run on a shoestring, they have run tight, they have sacrificed their time and their families to make this product work. The Dan Marshall Plan is in effect. Execute. I salute you. Move out.
Thank you.
Conquer.
One other thing I do want to talk about. I do believe in charity, and I do believe in giving back to the community. And one of the things that this station will do that's different than any other radio stations, I think, in St. Louis is we're going to donate time on our times that we don't use the station or where it's not a profitable thing for us to do or whatever. And it's going to be Sunday mornings. It's going to be called Donating Back to the Community Charity. Now, how that will happen, we haven't yet worked out, but I do believe in it. And I've already reached out to some people, actually trying to talk to, okay, trying to talk to some people about it. But anyway, I want to talk about, it's going to be to the community, and I mean by either preachers, politicians. Like, I could imagine a Sunday morning show on 590 The Man to where there's a Representative Clay has a talk show where he could talk to people, or where the mayor Slay would have an hour, or, you know, we'd have a gospel, or we'd have a preacher, or something like that. That's what I'm talking about, to where these people that are citizens of this community would have someone to talk to and hear from their people that are representing them, to where they would have actual access to the representatives that are speaking to them. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about charity and the community of the station. We want to give back to the community. We want to help any charity out any way we possibly can, and we will be involved with the community very much at this station. That's all I can really, that's what I want to say about that. I almost forgot. It was a very important part of today's announcement. Thank you guys all for coming. I want to thank everybody. Like Todd said, if Todd is better at knowing everyone's name here and mentioning everybody that's been sticking by for the past 15 months. But trust me, I thank you all for keeping this ship afloat. And I'm telling you, it's going to rise. We're Phoenix, and we're going to rise from the ashes. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for coming.
Now, I'm going to get into this. And you know, technically, this show was fired on March 8th. And if there's one thing that I think I'm perhaps one of the things I'm most proud of in this career, Doug, that you call a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, I've called it that a time or two.
Is that is awkward as the situation is, everyone who is currently employed by Inside STL, so you're talking about people at our offices, websites, sales staff, and the people on this show, have taken the high road in the situation. The public is welcome to think whatever they want to think, opinion-wise. Unfortunately, most of the public's opinion comes from one column once a week from a gentleman who, in fairness to him and Dan Caesar, this isn't his full-time job to be a one-time-a-week article writer for the Post-Dispatch. That's not his job. But it plays a large role in determining the public perception of this business, which, for whatever reason, people are fascinated by. And so our show, which I have said from the beginning, and unfortunately there have been reports or people saying otherwise, I'm well aware of the situation, however, our last show technically would be July 6th. Now that's a Saturday. Our last show at this station, make that clear, would be July 6th. It's a Saturday. And so those are the terms of our agreement. What you have in the paper this morning, though, unfortunately, are some things that are just flat out not accurate. And they impact our business, and they impact our lives. And this is my only opportunity outside of my website to set the record straight. Unfortunately, Dan Caesar doesn't do this stuff. And I like Dan, but he leaves some things out that are pretty obvious follow-ups. And I like Dan Caesar. I want to make that clear. And so here's what's said by Dan Marshall, who is the new president or general manager here of Grand Slam Sports, regarding our show. It doesn't pull its weight for us because he owns the whole thing. He is me, and I am him. Slim with the tilted grim.
Oh, my word.
What is that?
Snoop Dogg. It doesn't pull its weight for us because he owns the whole thing, and his ratings haven't been all that great. Now, for those of you who pay close attention to this type of stuff, and I realize, I don't know how many I'm talking to, I realize it's not the vast majority of the audience, you know that I have been 100% consistent
on my feeling on ratings. Our business at Inside STL has been profitable. And if somebody wanted to, I'd be happy to say, here are our books. Take a look. I don't care. I'm not looking to boast or anything. It's just a profitable business. And we have done well here. But we don't talk about ratings. I didn't even know about our ratings. We could go to an FM and all of a sudden we'd suddenly have magically huge ratings. That's how the rating systems work. People think when they're driving along listening in their car that it somehow goes to some database and that's how ratings are collected. It's not how ratings are collected. You don't get ratings on little AM stations. That's reality. Now, the Cat, Martin, and myself got to number 3 in the market in October of 2006 with Men 25 to 54. It wasn't a coincidence that the same month, the Cardinals were winning the World Series. That's how it impacts things. But for the most part, it's not going to happen. You could put Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh, Jim Rome, it doesn't matter. That's reality. We know that at Inside STL, and so you don't sell ratings. You sell the local businesses, and you let those businesses see if they get a return on their investment by advertising with your show. That's the only way to quantify a win or a loss in the game. I assure you of that. I promise you that. I'll take a blood oath on that. That's the truth. But since we're going to talk about ratings and try and insult this show and insult this business, if we're going to try and do that this morning, then let me set the record straight. This show has by far had the best ratings at this radio station or any other Grand Slam sports radio station ever since we got here. And that's a fact. And if somebody reporting the story would dig that up, it would be really appreciated. Because what's going to happen this morning is people are going to pick this up and go, oh, wow, they don't get good ratings. And since they don't know how ratings are quantified and it's not their responsibility to do so, it insults our show and it potentially damages our business with our ability to generate advertising dollars and support the paychecks of Doug Vaughn, Jim Hayes, Zach, and Iggy, and Justin Boyd, and the sales staff, and all the people who receive paychecks from Inside STL, because it's not accurate. It's a lie. And I'm really tired of it. It's been 2 months here of this stuff. If that's the way it's going to go down, I can play that way. I've taken the high road for 2 months. If that's the way we're going to do it, I can play that game. But I'm just going to stick with the facts here. The other thing that's said is that we own all of it. We don't own all of it. That's the truth. We own 66% of it. That's a fact. I'll be happy to show that to people. I'll take a lie detector, swear under oath, be happy to do it. It's not true. We don't own all of it. So unfortunately, Dan Caesar doesn't write these things, and then the public reads it, and that's what they assume is accurate because they're reading it in the paper. But it's not true, and I just want that on the record. Finally, what I also like on the record is that we were offered to stay here. We were offered to stay here. On March 13th, Dan, in a very polite conversation, offered us to stay between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. with this exact same deal that he says in the paper today doesn't work for the station, or 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It was our choice. It's a fact. Again, I'll swear under oath on that one. Respectfully, it's not something that works for us. We have other options. We're going to move on. We wish them the best. Everything is cool. But don't say things or don't report things that aren't accurate. That's where I have a problem. Say the show sucks. Say whatever you want to say about the show. We've heard that it sucks and all this. I'm confident that we have an audience. I certainly know that we're profitable and we have advertisers. All that's fine. Say the show sucks, but don't say things that aren't true. Don't say things that aren't true that affect people's livelihoods. That's where you get me pissed off. We were offered a job to stay here for 4 hours. Now all of a sudden we're no good. But we were offered a job to stay here for 4 hours. That's a fact. That's a fact. As a matter of fact, I went out to Dan's office, and he had said, take a picture of me so you can tell people and show people that we're negotiating to keep you at the station. On March 8th, I did so. Put it up on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. On March 13th, I was offered 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's just a fact. It's 100% true, and I'll swear on it, and I'll take a lie detector, whatever you want me to do, it's 100% true. So to portray our show, to portray our business, is some form of a liability, or is some form of a show that just doesn't have a following, is inaccurate. And that affects Jim Hayes' livelihood, it affects Doug Vaughn's livelihood, it affects my livelihood, it affects all the people who receive paychecks from Inside STL, and I just don't appreciate it. You can rip the show all you want. It's fine with me. That's opinion. But if you're going to portray facts as accurate when they're not accurate, I have to stand up for us. I have to stand up for us. I have to do it. We've been here since March 8th, knowing that we were gone on July 6th and haven't said a word negatively on the air. And now I read this in the morning, and I know that people read it, and they take it as gospel when it's not true. And I have to say something.
Good
so,
for you.
There it is.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
And we're pleased now to be joined by the great Iggy. Iggy, what's up?
What up, Swope?
So we're talking 590 The Man, 1380 The Woman, the press conference, the whole transition, anything else you want to get into. Let's start with what was the set of circumstances that allowed this to happen? I mean, it's clearly they were losing money and they needed to shake it up, but how do you go from, you know, having a, I mean, I guess that was the flagship show, the morning after, and I know they were leasing time, but how did they get to a point where they're changing formats? Who was in charge? Who was actually calling the shots here?
Well, there was one owner, and it was a conglomerate of owners, featuring some pretty prominent people. I know Keith Kachuk was part owner. I know that Orlando Pace was part owner. Jeff Smith was part owner. And the head honcho, who owned a restaurant, decided that they were just losing too much money. And somehow they got Dan Marshall to invest, I think, $1 million into the radio station. And he said, I'll do it to get everybody out of debt. I'll do it only if I can run the station and change the formats. And I guess money talks. And they said, sure, put the money in. You can do what you want. And you heard the press conference. The man and the woman was born. And maybe the worst decision in the history of St. Louis radio.
So this was just Dan Marshall deciding to get into the radio business was really what drove this, ultimately?
Well, yeah, that's the next step from cell phone operator and owner to radio station. That's how it works, I guess. But, yeah, he just thought he could reinvent radio, and he thought these would be two great formats. And I don't think anybody – I'll be honest with you, I took the job because he was going to pay me some money that I thought was worth it. But nobody thought this was going to succeed, and it didn't.
So you became, what, executive producer at 1380 The Woman? Talk about what that was like, and were you part of the parade to rush to the bank to cash your paycheck, or how did that work?
Yeah, well, I was given the title of executive producer of The Woman, which at the time, you know, it was kind of a change for me because I've been doing sports radio all my life as far as being in radio, and I said this might be, you know, kind of fun. You know, I get to delve out of sports and, you know, get into entertainment and stuff like that. Little did I know that I would be, didn't have in my Rolodex, I didn't have a number for a good gynecologist or somebody to talk pap smears. I had to go find some of that. But it was executive producer, and, you know, executive producer is he may produce a show or she may produce a show, but executive producer basically overlooks all the other producers on the station. Well, being he didn't hire any other producers, I was basically the executive producer of myself producing four radio shows on one station for a bunch of women that had never done radio before. So, and yes, it was when the checks came out, it was like a cartoon. As soon as everybody got their checks, it was a mad rush for the door, everybody going to the bank. And if you were the last one in the bank out of the group, you probably weren't getting your money. It was probably going to bounce. So it was funny kind of seeing nine people run through the bank door to try and get in line first.
Wow. Terrific stuff. So, it didn't last. I can't remember. How long were you at The Woman, or how long was it before you you jumped ship?
I think it was like 8 months before we stopped getting paid and checks started bouncing, and then he stopped spending money. But they somehow, Mike Calvin, talked me into staying and doing the ill-fated Iggy's Treehouse show. He said, don't worry, I'll sell your show. I'll get you paid. Can you just help me out and do a show? Well, I agreed to do a show, and that lasted about 4 months, which after a period of time, I said, you know, I can't do this for free anymore, Mike. I can't continue to help you out when we're not getting paid. So I think it was at about that time, almost at the year mark, that just everybody just kind of left. They stopped doing shows. They stopped coming to work. And the best thing was is that I wasn't even getting paid. And I guess I pissed Dan Marshall off for some reason. I had said a few things. and he told Mike Calvin to fire me. And I said, were those the exact words, I'm fired? He goes, yeah. I said, great. I said, now I'll just go collect unemployment. I said, he wasn't paying me anyway. How can he fire me? But if those were his words, great, I'll collect unemployment. I mean, that's how stupid that man was. He fired somebody that wasn't even working there, and I got 6 months of unemployment out of it. So,
well played. Anything? Any other Dan Marshall, 590 the man, 1380 the woman stories you feel need to be entered onto the record?
Well, I mean, there's tons of stories. I mean, it's just the whole, you heard the press conference, but when he said that the woman just hit me out of the sky like a bolt of lightning, but yet he couldn't tell you any of the lineups, that's because he didn't have any. And when they hired me and brought me in and told me these lineups, first they told me Smash was the program director, and I love Smash to death, but Smash was big in the 70s, but he's going to be running the radio station and programming it. And the morning show consisted of Katie Cruz, another person I love to death, who was also big in the 70s and 80s on a rock station, and Terry Siegel, who I don't love to death. As a matter of fact, I loathe her. And she had a brief stint on KEDI in the 70s, and these were your girls that were going to man your morning show? So after about 2 weeks of her talking about who she banged in the rock world and how hot she thought she was, and I went up to her and I said, you do know that this is 1380 the Woman. We're trying to attract female listeners, and you talking about who you banged 45 years ago really isn't bringing in the female listeners. And she kind of hit the wall and started yelling at me, and we got into it, and she lasted up another 2 weeks before I got her fired. So it was just one thing after another. I mean, the morning show was awful. Nobody really knew what they were doing. I would have meetings with these girls and say, you know, this is how you reset. This is how you reset an interview. This is how you do this. And none of them listened. And lo and behold, none of the shows were really that successful. I was getting them good guests and giving them good advice as a producer. But, you know, when you hire girls that have never done radio before and now they're part of a radio station that's supposed to hit the airways and knock St. Louis on its ass, it was kind of a joke, actually. I had more fun just sitting there listening to these shows and laughing my ass off than actually producing them.
Does any audio from that era exist, or has it all been?
You know what? I don't believe since Smash had a tendency to play interviews over the air, just holding a cell phone up to the microphone, and didn't even know a computer existed in the studio. I'm not even sure we taped any shows, to be honest with you.
So, shifting gears, I know we talked last week about what Martin had to say about kind of the end of the grind and the Barrett era, and it sounded like you had some other things you wanted to get off your chest. Do you want to get into any of that? Do you want to talk about the Atlanta group, the Tough and the Cools? Do you want to talk about the Barrett era? Feel free to...
That's going to be like five chapters in my book, I think.
Well, you can tease it. Tease it here on Swope's Picks.
No, I'll tell you what you want to hear. I don't care. The book, regardless, there'll be more stories in there. It was an era where Atlanta came in. They'd never owned a radio station before. A couple of them had been on the radio before. But all in all, I got to say, you know, the first little bit of time that they were there, I mean, it was fine. They spent a lot of money. I thought they promoted the station well. They gave away good free stuff to the staff. We had some great shirts and windbreakers and jackets. But I just think they went overboard with some of the spent money on. You know, I don't think I'll delve into that. You can kind of think about what they spent their money on. But the main problem that they made for themselves is when they hired Jason Barrett. And I'm not one to hold grudges per se, because I've pissed off a lot of people in this industry, and there's a lot of people that I've had my differences with, but I've always buried the hatchet and gotten along. Dave Green, who is one of my best friends, has fired me on two different occasions. Well, we're still friends. But Jason Barrett, not just firing me, he probably fired about 16, 17 people at that radio station, very good people, and, you know, cost them their jobs just because he thought he was going to come in and reinvent radio and turn it into ESPN. And it wasn't so much him firing me, it was all the other people he let go so he could bring in his lackeys to basically just jump when he said jump. Really didn't know anything about producing radio or doing radio or working behind the scenes of radio. They were just, yes, Jason, I'll do what you want. And that's what he wanted. I wasn't one of those guys when he would said, when he would ask me, hey, Iggy, I got a bunch of numbers. I go, yeah, so do I. I don't need your numbers. I have my own numbers, and you're not going to tell me how to run a show that I'm producing. I know what I'm doing. So we didn't really see eye to eye, but it was the fact that he just thought he was the main producer at Dan Patrick's show, which he lied about. He wasn't. He was one of four producers. I knew every one of Dan Patrick's producers, and he was just one of them. He was never the lead producer. Would come into meetings and hand out ESPN pamphlets about how this is how we did it on the Dan Patrick show. And after about the third meeting of throwing out another pamphlet on ESPN procedure, I just stood up and said, you know, dude, this isn't ESPN, and we don't have Dan Patrick in this room. You have to understand this is St. Louis radio. This isn't a national radio show. You need to start programming it as such, and he didn't like that. So it was just one thing after another, and the day I got fired, I actually thought I was having my six-month review. I was the only one that hadn't had his yet. And he called me into the office, and we talked for like 35 minutes about, Iggy, these are the things I think you do great. You do great promos. I think you do this great. You line up shows, the guests, blah, 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 blah. This is what you can improve on. After 35 minutes, he goes, and I'm going to let you go. And I was floored. I said, well, what, you're letting me go after 35 minutes of critiquing me? So that's just Jason Barrett. Jason Barrett really didn't have any balls. All you need to know about Jason Barrett is not only did he lie to people, but he used his kid to lie when he left 590. Said he just wanted to go home and be closer to his kid in New York. He actually stayed in St. Louis for 7 months until he got his job at 101. When he left 101, he said he quit because he wanted to move back home, be closer to his son. Which was funny that he said he quit because he actually hired the same lawyer that Jim Hayes hired to get his new kitchen remodeled. So you don't hire a lawyer if you quit. You hire a lawyer if you get fired and you're trying to get some of your money back. But then he went from 101 and went to San Francisco. Now, I wasn't a geography buff and I wasn't a history major in college. But going from St. Louis to saying you're going back to New York to be closer to your kid, stay in St. Louis for 6 months, get a job and stay in St. Louis another 2 years, and then say you quit because you wanted to move back home to be closer to your kid, and you take a job in San Francisco. I don't know going from St. Louis to Frisco is getting any closer to New York. Maybe it's just me, but this that's how big of an idiot this guy was. But he effed up a lot of people's careers and cost some people their jobs, and really wasn't very good at what he did.
And when did he leave? When did he leave 590? I guess.
Oh, you know dates better than I do, buddy. You got emails. All you remember right. sending Tim well, in 2005.
Yeah. Well, it was 2006, and it was about Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus during the World Series. That's why I remember these things. So,
all right.
When did you get fired by Jason Barrett, or when was the 6 month review about? Was in relation to like when Martin left, in relation to when McKernan left?
You know, I'm so bad with dates.
Well, I guess was it before or after Martin?
It was after Martin. Martin quit, and then because I was there when Fesco was there, and I was there when they had Dan Hyatt come in and be the producer for the show after they fired Joe Pelosi for yelling about T-shirts.
So you were there later than now. Pelosi, didn't he tell someone to go F themselves at one point?
Yeah, he told the GM that. I think he was upset. If I remember correctly, he was upset because they didn't have any T-shirts at a remote.
Yeah.
And he was upset and told Crockett to F himself. And I think that was why Joe got fired.
So it was like a remote where there was a line of people that he was there that he had to deal with, and he didn't have the thing that they were being promised, something like that.
I think so. But so I was there for that. I was there for a couple other producers, and I am terrible at dates because I've been fired from 590 and 1380
so many
times.
Was McKernan still there? Did you leave before or after McKernan ultimately left 590?
I think Barrett fired me before Timmy because I vaguely remember Bob Fesco still being there. And that's who came in after the cat was let go. So I believe that was it. And then I think I went to 1380 and then came back to 590, then went to 1380, then went to 590, then went to 920, then went to 1380, then went to 590, and now back with 590 again.
Well, I mean, we're glad to have you. I think it's...
I might have missed a few there, too, by the way.
I think people get the idea. But, well, it was good talking to you. Anything else you want to slide in before we get going?
No, I can just be a lemming a little bit and just say it's great to be back with the morning show. There's not a better show in St. Louis. I was a fan of it even when I was at other stations. You can ask Timmy. I would be at 1380 or 920, whatever, or 590, and I'm texting Timmy during the morning on his show. So I've always been a fan of the show. This is, I think, the third time I've worked on the show, but I'm glad to be back. And one thing about Timmy is he gives people chances, and without Timmy, there wouldn't be Swope's Picks, and it's probably one of the more entertaining shows on the radio. So keep up the good work, and loved being on with you, and there's nothing better than the mashup when we get to replay it on Monday morning.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Swope here, reminding you that all episodes of Swope's Picks are available for download at InsideSTL.com. You can also find Swope's Picks on iTunes in the comedy section under S for Swope.
He's got a job somewhere, doesn't he?
He has a family.
So does he have a job?
I believe so.
To answer Doug's question, I'm an IT consultant who has spent the last 12 years solving problems and providing solutions for people who needed help.
I got my own set of problems.
When you're at a technology roadblock, maybe your computer has crashed, or your printer stopped working, or your Wi-Fi sucks in general.
I don't have Wi-Fi because my cable is out.
Who do you call?
The repairman's coming today. If this phone rings at any time during the show, I am answering it.
And what if they can't help?
They are not coming, and I won't have Wi-Fi for another 3 days.
Then who do you call?
Could not be nicer, has tried everything she could possibly try to make this work, but runs into roadblocks when she makes the call to somewhere.
HQF is your lifeline.
Highest quality fidelity.
We solve problems that you don't have the time or patience to deal with.
I mean, this has been one of the single biggest hassles.
So much of this job boils down to trust.
You had to do it at the time. Well, why didn't, at the time, you told me I didn't have to do it.
Unless you are dealing with technology every day, you're going to have to take someone at their word.
Yeah, but I guess whoever told you that was wrong, and now you do have to do it.
I've spent over a decade establishing trust with my clients.
Well, I still haven't got this all resolved.
Producing results, solving problems, and that's what keeps them coming back.
Swope's one of the best in the business, for my money.
I pride myself on being able to articulate complexities into simple, concise explanations that even a non-technical person can understand.
Oh, I think you need all that bass.
Email swope at hqfstl.com. If you are in the 618 and in the market for a new ride, you should holla at my boy, Craig, at Auto Centers Nissan in Wood River. Craig has been a loyal client, and he keeps me busy with all of his car dealerships, including Auto Center St. Charles and the new Auto Centers in Herculaneum, just off I-55 on McNutt. Craig loves to bust balls about the size of my audience, so it's important that you relay that Swope sent you.
Not only was that a free dotum, it was a free dotum from Buck Swope's associate, and he's getting into a luxury vehicle.
Once again, I'd like to thank Iggy for joining us.
Well, get on with it, muff.
Get on with it, muff.
Well, get on with it, muff.
Thank you for listening to Swope's Picks. Enjoy the mashup.
Upskirt. On the internet.
Upskirt.
On the internet.
Upskirt.
On the internet. Down by his leg. They're probably thinking you're one of these creepy Walmart people. Take off your boy pants.
Sexual position, such as deer style, 69, what have you.
Oh,
it looks a little odd when you're not pointing it the right way.
I guess.
There was a Santa Claus there as well.
Oh, no.
And I kind of put him in what you would say a cuckold situation. So it's
true.
Dangerous.
It's true. Yeah. It's damn true.
It's been affirmed by Nixie. It doesn't mean a threesome becomes a twosome.
Welcome to 2015, ass. The keys under the mat.
threesome. Eiffel Towered.
You know what?
What?
Let's have a twosome.
Well,
you start with Buck Swope.
Buck Swope. That old Buck Swope again. Oh, said, yeah. Stick it in me bum.
She was more of a Herbert Hoover woman, and it backfired.
Chlamydia's way up.
I'm just a couple pickup lines away from not being a virgin.
Yeah. Hashtag slut.
That is not true. I didn't mean to throw it at him. I was trying to hit the trash can that was next to him.
You're like our guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but I just looked really high. And
drugs?
Got a little drunk and actually puked outside my apartment.
Drugs? Drugs?
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
There's actually a 12-year-old that is currently pregnant, and she's actually happy about it. I think they planned it, so good for them. So come on by, Doug.
Preach the virtues of anal sex.
Stick it in me bum.
I have an R2-D2 that I use as a butt plug.
You don't, because you can run into the shrubs. I mean, you could get part of the bush right in your eyeball, couldn't you?
It could be the chest. It could be the handheld. It could be the mouth. If you.
Yeah, but I ain't got no shrubs.
Like a pube tumbleweed. I mean,
what's the policy on that, you suppose?
Yeah, what's your shrub policy, sir? You want to touch my shrub?
Just go. Just blow it, and it'll go.
Like, point it real nice, like.
Just.
Is there any chance I could get you to fart in my mouth?
Put him down! Her dad was sleeping with her husband.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
I make love to you, right?
Put him down! Put him down!
Why is Mike Lee cucking you, brah?
Well.